letting go of comparison, especially to younger players. One of the quiet challenges many adults face when learning piano is comparison. It often happens without warning. You hear someone play and think, "They're so much better than me." Or you remember someone who started as a child and think, "I'll never catch up." Sometimes the comparison isn't even real. It's a memory, a video, or an idea in your mind. And yet, it can drain motivation almost instantly. Comparison is powerful because it shifts your focus away from your own experience and places it on someone else's timeline. But here's something important to understand. You are not on the same journey as someone who started at 5 years old. You are not training for the same goals, and you are not learning under the same conditions. Comparing yourself to a younger player is like comparing a peaceful walk to a sprint. Both are movement, but they serve completely different purposes. Younger learners often absorb information quickly, but they also rely heavily on instruction and external structure. Adults bring something different. You bring intention. You bring emotional understanding. You bring the ability to appreciate music in a deeper way. And perhaps most importantly, you bring choice. You are here because you want to be, not because you have to. Comparison also ignores something very human. No one else has your hands. No one else has your history. No one else has your reasons for sitting at the piano. Your progress is personal. When comparison creeps in, it often brings harsh self-talk with it. Thoughts like, "I should be better by now. I'm too slow. I'm not talented." These thoughts feel convincing, but they are not helpful. Talent is not what keeps adults learning piano. Kindness toward yourself does. Every time you notice comparison, gently bring your attention back to something simple: the sound of a chord, the feel of the keys, the fact that you showed up at all. That alone is enough. There will always be someone who plays faster. There will always be someone who started earlier. That does not take anything away from your experience. Music is not a competition. It is a relationship between you and the instrument. And like any relationship, it grows best when there is patience, curiosity, and care. As you continue, practice noticing when comparison appears, and then letting it pass without judgment. You don't need to argue with it. You don't need to fight it. Just return to your own piano, your own pace, your own reasons. In the next chapter, we'll talk about setting a new goal, one that replaces pressure with calm consistency.